producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're in overdrive, as you just heard. We want to take some of the calls, some of the people who've been waiting for a while to comment on Agenda 21, but also Jeff in Illinois, you've been waiting for quite a while to make your comments. Go ahead. We're going to go through Jeff, and we're going to go to Kevin, Doug, Brandy, try to get all of you in this short segment. Go ahead, Jeff in Illinois.
Thanks, Ms. Corey. David, we love your work. Agenda 21, would you agree that its Achilles heel would be if people could make their own electricity easily, quickly? They could make their own electricity for cars, hydrogen, greenhouses, everything.
Well, certainly getting off of the grid is a very empowering thing. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Gerard Morin, M-O-R-I-N, YouTubers, and the quantum electric generator have broken the code. Anybody can go out there and start a business making their own electricity, make their own greenhouses. If you have your own food, you have your own way to make water out of the air. You have your own way to desalinate. You have your own way to do transportation. This is their Achilles heel. You could even make synthetic diamonds out of methane and electricity and create your own currency locally. We could get rid of all governments if people would just wake up to the fact it's in. You can turn your drain pump from your washing machine into an electrical generator.
Absolutely. It's that dependency, isn't it? And they want to make us ever more dependent on them, whether it's artificial intelligence, as I mentioned earlier in the program. They see that the brains of these taxi drivers studying this complex map actually get much larger as they're doing it. But the opposite happens as well. If we don't use our minds, they atrophy and die. If we don't use our freedoms, they atrophy and die as well. It's a good point that you're making. Learn how to do things self-sufficiently at a local level. That's a very empowering thing for you personally. But it's one important way to shut down this control grid that they've got. Thank you for holding, Jeff. Let's go quickly to Kevin in Michigan. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead, Kevin. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Hey, Rosa, I had a question for you. Recently, we've had a longstanding farmer's market over 10 years that all of a sudden bureaucratic council's taken over and making people apply to be able to
it's everywhere you look. Rose is no longer with us, but everywhere you look, government is shutting down just the simplest types of entrepreneurship, the simplest types of trying to be independent. There was a story in this snowstorm in New Jersey where they had a couple of teenagers who, instead of sitting around watching Xbox while the snowstorm hit, they handed out flyers and said, "We'll shovel your driveway for X amount of money." Somebody called the cops on them, and the cops came in and said, "You need a $400-plus license in order to do that. And by the way, that's only good for 180 days. I mean, they don't want anybody to have any kind of self-independence. That's why you need to get active at the local level. The best way that you can fight this is at the local level. And farmers markets are a great way, because the whole system is really set up to screw the farmer as well as the consumer. And if you can eliminate that massive infrastructure, go direct to get your food, that helps the local farmer. It gets you better quality food that's not loaded with preservatives. And it helps to keep people working in your area. Let's go quickly to Doug in Oregon. Doug?
Hey, David, thanks for taking my call. First the bad news, then the good news, and I'll make it quick. I'm a producer for cable access television out here in Oregon, and I've been in these meetings for about 3 or 4 years, public meetings, and I got to tell you, there is nothing being changed in Oregon. Zero change, same people elected, same agenda goes forward all the time. Now, we have vote by mail in Oregon, as you probably know, and I think it's an absolute fraud. And I think until Oregon wakes up and changes that vote by mail, we are not changing anything at the local level and probably at the higher state levels as well. This is what I'm seeing. So I just wanted your thoughts on that, David, because I know you're having success in Texas. Alex talks about it. But in Oregon, we have no success at all.
The election system is very rigged. There's a number of ways that they can do it, from the kind of voters they have to the custody being violated of the votes, the way that it's reported. We saw that in the caucuses for Ron Paul. We saw the massive corruption, even within the Republican Party. Not let alone the general election. So there's a lot that needs to be done about that. The key thing, again, is creating an awareness of the problem before you can solve it with enough people. That's it for today's show. Join us tonight at 7 Central for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, January 29th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. It's amazing how quickly January has passed. We're already 1 month into 2015. We have today, Rosa Corey is going to be joining us in the third hour. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us at the bottom of this hour. I think a common theme between what Paul Watson has talked about this last week, of course, he's been talking about Davos. We're going to talk to him about that as well. But he also talked about the UK government announcing plans to remotely control vehicles. And, of course, this is something we've been pointing out for quite a while here at InfoWars, and Alex Jones has been talking about it for a very long time. A key portion of controlling the population, of course, is going to be getting control of transportation. And that plays into both Agenda 21 as well as what we see being rolled out very rapidly in all the Western countries, Europe, the United States as well. They are all rushing to what they call driverless cars. Let me tell you, these self-driving cars is the other way they refer to them. I have a self-driving car right now. I can drive myself anywhere I want to go. That's not going to be the case once we have computer-driven, government-controlled cars. They're going to determine where you go, how fast you go, and they're going to determine where you go, and they're going to track everywhere you go. And that's something that we should all be very concerned about, especially when we look at articles that have just come out this last week. Look at the air passengers' bank details that they want to see in the EU. They want to know all about your banking details before they allow you to travel. We also saw in the United States that the TSA is planning to scrutinize social media posts of travelers. So they want to know about your bank details. They want to know about what you're saying on social media. What do you think they're going to do once they control even internal travel within the country, controlling the cars? We've already gotten a glimpse of this. Of course, we know the government has an insatiable appetite for information about what we're doing, what we're thinking, if we're a possible threat at all to them. We had this story that we talked about yesterday. Alex talked about it some, where the DEA was planning to take license plate scans of people who had gone to gun shows. This was something that was leaked to the ACLU. It was a plan that they had back in 2009. And this was something that was being done by the Drug Enforcement Agency, not the ATF, but the Drug Enforcement Agency. See, of course, they've been on the cutting edge of destroying the Constitution for a very, very long time. They were the ones who gave us civil asset forfeiture. They destroyed the rule of law. They set up the surveillance state. They did things to corrupt the police using civil asset forfeiture. They've been on the forefront of this for a long time. As of 6 years ago, they were planning on using automatic license plate readers to record everybody at a gun show. And the ACLU at the time said, well, we saw this, and so we concluded these agencies were collecting the information. But we've now been reassured by the DEA that they never did it. And so there alleviates some concerns, says the ACLU. Do you really believe that they didn't do it? I mean, are these people credible in any way whatsoever? Do you think that perhaps they, if they didn't do it, it's probably because they just found a better, more covert way to do it, using Stingray, using your cell phone to track you? Probably somebody said, guys, we don't need to drive around the parking lot taking pictures of cars at gun shows. We can just track them using their cell phones. Haven't you heard? We just got this great program from the NSA. So they're doing it. They're looking to see everything that you're doing. They're following everything that you're doing. It's about total government control. It's about turning our planet into a plantation. And our overseers and our slave masters want to know everything that we're doing. Now, in the third hour, we're going to talk to Rosa Corey. One of the things, guys, see if you can get a shot of this map for the people who are looking at a video feed of this. This is a flyer that I got telling me that I could go to a meeting, and that's something we're going to talk to Rosa Corey about. This is not just about a Texas corridor. That same thing is going on where she lives in San Francisco. The same thing is going on wherever you live if you're listening to us, because this is part of a UN global agenda. This is a global agenda. This isn't just a problem with Texas or California or the United States. This is going to go on everywhere. This is about containing everybody into a small area, restricting their movements. And right now, we're looking at this flyer that I've gotten, and what they're saying is, well, of course, one option that could be studied would be to provide passenger rail service. What do you think? I mean, we could study that. You could come to the meeting and give us your input. I mean, that's just an idea we had. They know exactly what they want to do. This meeting is something that's carefully controlled and plotted by the RAND Corporation to try to make you feel like you're part of a consensus, buying into this sustainable program. The whole thing is a very elaborate lie. And I think people are starting to wake up to this. We see that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is being given a fast track by the Obama administration. Republicans want to get this done very, very badly as well. It's very likely that it's going to happen. Obama wants it. Both houses of the Republicans want it. They've signaled that they want to do this very early, very quickly. Why should you be concerned about this? Well, because it's the next step in global corporate governance. It's being negotiated in secret. And even if you don't have an issue with what's there, you think you know what's there and you don't have an issue with it, you should have an issue with the process that they're going through. The fact that they are negotiating this in secret, that none of our elected representatives are allowed to see this, that they're going to be given this massive document with no time to look it over and no capability of changing it. Some people have had enough. Let's roll this tape, guys, of the TPP protesters interrupting the U.S. Trade Representative's presentation. This is on C-SPAN.
American workers and businesses of all sizes.
Oh, it's going to be
as
great
we work to open markets around the world.
Gentlemen, you're not giving the American people the truth. We know the transgender charges
have been negotiated for 5 years. He said you're not telling the American people the truth. They're escorting this protester out.
We know the reason they're hurting American people. They're going to outsource our numbers, lower our wages, and
let's have order. All right, remove this person.
So they remove her out. They take her out. And then they organize this. So they've got, as soon as they get her out and she shuts up, they've got another person who comes in there. Watch this.
No TPP!
Government bureaucrat, and they unfurled it. For those of you who are just listening, they're unfurling the big banner behind him. PPP fast track is the protesters checking that guy out. That's enough, guys. Yeah, it's listen. If you want free trade, you don't need multi-thousand page documents to do it, negotiated in secret with only corporate lobbyists attending. It's not free trade. It's anything but free trade. And this is not simply about trade. This is about much more than trade. This is about a global corporate governance. They're going to change copyright laws. They're going to force GMOs on people. They're going to take over the internet. This is another means of internet control that they're going to use. I'm very, very disappointed to see many Republicans who should know better, Republicans like Rand Paul, saying that he's going to support this. I think if he does, it is going to gut his support with a lot of people. I think a lot of people are going to say, that's it. He sold out to private, secret corporate interests, because anybody that votes for fast track has done that. That's something we should be very, very concerned about. And it's good to see people standing up, taking the risk, and even getting arrested for that. Now, Obamacare. We're told that this is the Affordable Health Care Act. We had headlines just the last couple of days from Bloomberg as well as from Media Matters saying that the right wing is lying to you about Obamacare. Affordable health care, it turns out, is affordable after all. We got this headline from Bloomberg. Says Obamacare will cost 20% less than initial projections, says the CBO. Then we've got another one that's a bit stronger from Media Matters. It says right-wing media won't tell you that the CBO's new Obamacare cost estimates are lower than expected. Oh, but meanwhile, we're seeing that actually they have gone up to $1.93 trillion. Actually, that's a 12% increase over just 3 years ago. So what's going on? Who's telling the truth? Again, they're Grubering the data. You can make the data say anything you want if you massage it enough. The CBO has done a 10-year projection. They did one back in 2012, and they did one just recently. Now, we reported on this when it happened back in 2012. If you look at this article that we had, it was March 22nd, 2012, 10 years of Obamacare would cost $1.76 trillion, far more than originally claimed. That was 2012. They were saying that it was going to cost $1.76 trillion. Go forward to this last October, and we had an article on Infowars.com from RT, Obamacare likely to cost $300 billion more than thought. They say it's gone up $300 billion since the summer of 2012. So that was back in October. Just this last week, we saw articles all over the internet. We saw $2 trillion to cover just half of the uninsured, actually a little bit less than half of the uninsured. That was the headlines from New American. We also saw other outlets talking about this. We had the Daily Mail saying that it was going to be $1.993 trillion. That's $200 or $300 billion more than they had expected. So that's a 12% increase in just 3 years. So what's the difference? Well, the difference is one of those is looking at a 10-year cost, and then the one that Media Matters and Bloomberg is cherry-picking, that they are Grubering, is only looking at 4 years. They're looking at 2015 through 2019. So by picking the endpoints, they can come up with a 20% decrease. Why is it going down 20%, but over a 12-year period, it's going up, over a 10-year period, it's going up 12%? Well, it's because Obama has arbitrarily extended so many of these things. If it looks like it's going to hurt the economy before the election, he pushes this out or he grants arbitrary restrictions with executive orders. So by doing that, he's pushing the costs out a few years. Then the liberal media goes in and looks at a shorter period of time at the front and says, oh, look, 20% less because he's pushed these things out. Then they say the right-wing media is lying about it. We can't afford Obamacare, but it's more than just the official.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, January 29th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next segment, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. And, of course, he had a story out yesterday. The UK government announces the plan to remotely control vehicles. That's something we've been seeing coming for a long time. As a matter of fact, Obama has mandated devices on American cars. And I forget exactly what the time frame is, guys. Maybe look that up. But it's only about 5 or 6 years out that we're looking. This is something that is coming. They're selling it as safety, as convenience. You know, you can just get in these cars and they'll drive themselves. And you can just sit back and play on social media or do whatever you want. You don't have to be concerned about driving your car. I think it's a very dangerous thing because it illustrates the continuing movement towards a total control grid of your movements. They're not just concerned with tracking your movements. Of course, we had the report earlier this week about the DEA saying that they, back in 2009, they were going to record everybody's license plates at gun shows. And they said, don't worry, we didn't do that. They probably found a better way to do it, as I mentioned in the last segment. But we also saw this week that the TSA wants to look at your social media posts before they let you fly. They also want to look at your bank details in the UK. And now they say, we want to control your car. Don't worry, it's for your own safety. Believe me, they're going to hit that number hard, that it's going to be for your own safety. Just before we went to the break, we were talking about Obamacare, affordable care, you know, that has gone up 12% in just 3 years, according to the CBO's estimates. And, of course, the liberal media is goobering the data, looking at a very short section of that, not 10 years, but looking at 4 years and say, no, it's going to go down 20%. Well, it's going to go down 20% because they have pushed the cost farther out. But, of course, we've got Republicans who don't want to do anything about it either. One of them, of course, is not just Boehner, but we got Governor Kasich of Ohio. He says, if you oppose Obamacare, you're a bad Christian. This is something that comes from Campaign for Liberty. They point out that he's been going around the country stumping for a balanced budget. Can you feel the cognitive dissonance there? He's going around stumping for a balanced budget and Obamacare at the same time, something that we now see from the Congressional Budget Office is going to add $2 trillion to the debt over a 10-year period. I mean, we're looking at a total debt that's about $17 trillion right now, $17-18. So we're looking at a pretty big increase. That's about one-ninth. That's about 11% increase just for that one program, just for only about half of the people who to get insured. And, of course, these are going to be largely in the forms of subsidies. Well, hey, subsidized insurance is great, isn't it? Where's that money going to go, that subsidy? We've been saying from the very beginning, this is nothing but a massive transfer of wealth from the American people to the insurance companies. You're going to pay for that subsidy in taxes. And where is that money going to go? It's going to go to the insurance companies that write the checks for the Democrat and Republicans in office. Now, this is what Kasich is saying as he's going around talking about a balanced budget amendment. First thing he did to explain it was he said, well, hey, it's not going to cost Ohio any money. We're going to get that money for free. We're going to get it from the federal government. I guess they're just going to run the printing presses a little bit over time. But, of course, we all know that eventually it's pretty easy to point out that that's going to have to be paid back with interest by us or by our children. So then he changes tack, and he starts talking about the compassionate side of it. Washington said that government is not compassion, it's not eloquence, it's not persuasion, it's not any of those things, it's simply force. But he puts it out in terms of this is our Christian duty to provide Obamacare, government-provided health insurance, because it's not even health care, okay? It is health insurance. You're buying insurance and hoping that you're going to get health care, but just because you've got health insurance, as so many people have found out in this country, doesn't mean that you're going to get health care. But he says this. He says, well, I think I want to feed the hungry, and I want to clothe the naked. And I have to tell you, I read a horrible story in the Wall Street Journal on the weekend about people, one man in particular, freezing to death over in Montana. And they've turned down about $500 million of help, I'm told, and that disturbs me. So, you know, it's about helping your fellow man. But, you know, God never said anything about practicing charity with other people's money. That's one of the first problems with this. And God never said that you need to go create a giant government bureaucracy to help people. Part of helping people is to make sure that you are doing it one-on-one. That's the real important thing, to step up and help people yourself. You can't depend on government agencies and bureaucracies to do that. They won't even allocate the money to them. They're going to keep more than half of the money for the bureaucracy. It's not even a good charity if you want to support that charity. but they can't tell who really needs it. And it's a faceless giving of money. It has nothing to do with being a good Christian. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson, and we're going to talk about making the trains run on time. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over,
move it on over,
scoot it on over,
move it on over.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, January 29th, 2015. Joining me in this segment is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Before we go to that, I want to let you know that we have a special right now at InfoWars.com. We have 2 X2 nascent iodines. You buy 2 of those, you get 1 ancient defense for free. That's a savings of $20. If you get 2 of the survival shield, you get 1 of the ancient defense herbal immunity formula free. That's our newest formula, ancient defense. It's selling out fast. We have a limited run, and so this will be a special that will be ending soon due to supply. Again, get 2 X2 iodine, you get 1 ancient defense for free, a savings of $20. Paul, thanks for joining us. I wanted to talk to you before we go to this global control of transportation that we see developing. There's been a lot of stories this last week, and in the next hour, or the third hour, we're going to be talking to Rosa Corey about the Agenda 21 aspects of this, because this is a global issue, the crackdown on our movements, the not just the tracking of our movements, but the control of our movements. But before we do that, you've got a story up today about George Soros linking him to the Davos group, where they're essentially panicking over social unrest, but at the same time, they're fomenting it. We know that George Soros is pushing billboards that are trying to foment the unrest in Ferguson, and then they are also looking for their bug-out places in New Zealand and elsewhere.
Yeah, that's the theme, isn't it? That they know these revolutions, these uprisings are coming, and they want to hijack them, co-opt them towards their own ends, while having the insurance policy, as you said, of these secret hideaways, which Robert Johnson, this economist, revealed during the recent Davos Economic Forum, saying that people are basically buying huge tracts of lands in remote locations like New Zealand as a hedge against this instability which they see coming. But as we've reported for years, David, as long as 5 years ago people were doing this, I mean, we had John Malone, the billionaire chairman of Liberty Media, he announced that he was buying a retreat on the Quebec border. We had James Cameron, the Hollywood director, in 2012, announced that he was moving his entire family out of America to New Zealand. We also had the Bush family buying 100,000 acres in Paraguay as far back as 2006. And in fact, I was told by a very prominent person who knows a lot of insiders around a year ago that the elite were buying huge tracts of lands, airstrips, etc., in South America. So this is a trend that's been going on for several years. In the recent article, and in an article that's coming out in about an hour or so, I pick it up from the point where Zbigniew Brzezinski gave this big CFR speech back in 2010, and he followed it up with similar comments in 2012, where the elite know that this, quote, global political awakening, those are his words, global political awakening, is coming, and that it poses a direct threat to the elite's bid to centralize power. And you were talking just then about the control grid. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote the, you know, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, this book in 1970, in which he heralded the arrival of this control grid under which everybody would be under mass surveillance. It's important to know that during this CFR speech in 2010, he was lamenting the fact that this political awakening, this uprising, posed a direct threat to that technotronic era. So this is something that the elite known that it's been coming for at least 5 to 10 years. We've now seen expressions of it in the 2011 London riots, of course, Ferguson, Missouri, last year. So they're talking about wealth inequality. This is what it's arising out of, is this depression of wages in the Western world, where people, especially younger generations, are finding it increasingly harder to meet this consumer culture, to maintain this kind of lifestyle. Now that we've got, you know, religion, family, social mobility on the decline, that's been replaced by this consumer culture, which, because of income inequality, younger generations are finding it increasingly harder to maintain. So that's why we're starting to see these riots, like the London riots in 2011. And of course, then we have the perceived widespread injustice, the complete collapse in confidence in political leadership, as well as police brutality, which led to the Ferguson, Missouri riots last year. So we've got all these factors colliding together. The elite see this as instigating riots and civil unrest. That's why they're buying these insurance policies. But as he said, this is where the involvement of Soros comes in, because they need to not only get ahead of that, but control and co-opt those riots, as they did with the Arab Spring, as they did in Ukraine.
Well, of course, they rushed to get the U.S. taxpayer to subsidize and insure their derivatives, one of the first things they did when they came back from the election. So they're very concerned about this whole system breaking down. But in terms of the long-term prognosis, of course, we know that with AI, with robotics coming into so many different areas, they're predicting massive unemployment, 45% unemployment by the early 2020s, according to some of the AI experts and economists who have looked at this. If you look at that kind of massive unemployment and displacement, That is something that is up to the level of the Great Depression or worse, and that is going to cause massive unrest. So, of course, they're kind of hedging their bets. I mean, you talk about this them seeing this coming. You know, 10 years ago, yeah, they started making their moves. I went to New Zealand back in 1998 because I was reading Doug Casey and James Davidson, and they were talking about what was going to be coming down. At that time, I had the money to make the move. I went there and looked at this beautiful country, but I went there and it made me homesick for America. I just have to fight this here. I can't go somewhere else and fight it.
Well, I mean, that's the point. I don't see this, David, as, you know, the elite relinquishing power and, you know, saying the stuff's going to hit the fan and we're going to have to get out of here. At the moment, it's an insurance policy, but there is massive political unrest, which is born out of those factors that I mention, you know, social alienation, the lack of community, increased corruption in government, and those declining wages, that income inequality, then they want, you know, an insurance option, and that's what this is about. But in terms of the economic picture, a major factor, and this is what Brandon Smith wrote about in his article, which we posted, which is linked from my article today. The next economic downturn, the next financial collapse, in whatever form that may take, they're going to blame it on capitalism. This is the narrative that they're pushing at the IMF, at the ECB, that capitalism is the biggest threat to capitalism. And, of course, what is the solution going to be? Well, surprise, surprise, it's going to be for them to centralize more power and create this economic world government. So now you have Mario Draghi, the ECB head, and Christine Lagarde of the IMF, both penning very similar editorials earlier this month saying that when this next economic downturn really hits, they're going to blame it on sovereign economies, and the solution will be what they call multilateralism, which is basically a world economic government, centralization of economic power into fewer hands, less autonomous control over economies by sovereign countries. So even though it was their regulation, their policies that caused the 2008 economic collapse in the first place, their solution is going to be more of the same, but also a completely revamped economic system, which is directly under their control. So again, they're using the same trick. We've also focused on the past, David, on these IMF riots in places like Argentina. They caused these riots by instigating social unrest in the first place, by manipulating economies. Then when it all crashes, they asset strip and seize control over national economies, get them into more debt, get them reliant on the IMF, on the World Bank. So they're a good couple of moves ahead of the game, but whether it comes in the next few years or not remains to be seen. I know that Martin Armstrong, who is somebody we feature quite regularly, he's predicting, and he's been very successful with his prior predictions. He predicted the 87 Black Monday crash as well as the 98 Russian financial collapse. He's predicting civil uprising within America before 2016 or in 2016. Again, as a result of this distrust in government and leadership, which continues to hover at historical record lows. So that distrust combined with an economic downturn, again, both of those factors are the fault of the economic elite, will lead to more of these riots, which the elite will then try to exploit for their own purposes.
Well, of course, Paul, crony capitalism is not capitalism. It's really cronyism. It's been called graft. It's been called corruption. For crony capitalism to work, government is actually a tool of these elites who essentially gain control of the government, who take it captive. And I think one of the things that illustrates that better than anything else, that corporate control and capture of our government, of course, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, something that I think is going to be rammed through by the Republicans and by Obama. We're seeing a lot of strong signals that that's going to happen. A perfect example of that, where you've got corporations, corporate lobbyists meeting in secret, and the government is not even allowed to know what's going to happen with that. They're not allowed to see the negotiations. They're not allowed to read the documents before they deliver it. Instead, they're going to hand deliver this thing and tell them to rubber stamp it. And of course, they will, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fundamental issue over and over again. These economists like Piketty, these socialists, continue to blame capitalism when we haven't had a true system of capitalism in the West for the best part of 50, 60 years. It just hasn't existed. It's crony capitalism. It's corporatism. It's the revolving door between government and corporations. It's favors for favors. So, you know, that's what causes the problems in the first place. And then they blame free market capitalism to justify these regulations that only squeeze the middle class and small businesses. So then as the middle class declines, this wealth inequality, this income gap, only gets wider as a result of their solutions to the problem. And yet they're still out in the media, Lagarde and George Soros particularly, saying that this wealth inequality will cause major social upheaval. But their policies, their crony capitalist policies, are what's creating that problem in the first place.
And if you look at the Keystone Pipeline, I mean, regardless of what you think of the Keystone Pipeline, the Republicans have pushed this through 10 times now. They're trying to push it through the 10th time. Even when things hadn't changed, they didn't have a new Senate, they did it for the 9th time when they came back from the elections. The first thing they did once they got a Republican Senate was, of course, to push for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. If you look to see who's going to benefit from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, you'll know who owns the Republican Party lock, stock, and barrel. That's why they're not doing any of the stuff that they campaigned on. They're not stopping open immigration. They're not doing anything to defund Obamacare. They're not doing anything to investigate the illegal actions of Obama. No, they just want to deliver to their corporate masters. And from that standpoint, it doesn't even matter to know who the corporate masters are. It's just important that you know that these people are bought and sold. And the same thing is going on with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But moving on to this other story, Paul, one of the ways, perhaps, that they won't have to go to their bug-outs in New Zealand and elsewhere is if they can affect control of the population. And, of course, one of those things is Agenda 21. We're going to be talking to Rosa Corey in the third hour. An important part of that is controlling our movement, controlling transportation. And we had some really harrowing news this week, of course, reminding us that that's really what's been going on at airports and the TSA, as well as in Europe. We had these headlines where bank details are going to have to be handed over before you can fly on a plane in Europe. And then the TSA wants to look at your social media posts. We learned that the DEA 6 years ago was saying that they were going to look at automobile license plates at gun shows so they could put those people in a database as suspects. That was the DEA. That wasn't even the ATF. That was the DTA, the DEA. So we look at what they're trying to do. It's not really about making the trains run on time, Paul, is it? It's really more like a Nazi control device. It's not an efficiency issue. It's really about controlling transportation.
Yeah, it's about embedding this idea that you have to get state permission to do anything. And if you've been a naughty boy, if you made a negative social media post about the government, then maybe your right to mobility to travel will be revoked. We saw that with this new TSA program, which for the moment they're considering for their pre-check program. So it will be opt-in on that basis. Of course, the threat is that it then could be expanded to every flyer, which is not only will they analyze your social media posts before designating you as being not a security threat and able to fly, they'll also analyze your purchase history. Mm-hmm. So this, I mean, there was a dystopian British TV show where to travel you had to replay the last week of your entire life via a chip embedded in your head that has a life log camera which shows the security authorities every moment of the past week of your life. So that's the ultimate end of this in the ultimate dystopian nightmare scenario. But for the moment, that's what they're proposing. We've already had incidents where people are traveling from Canada to the United States where the TSA knows their prescription drug record, says that they have depression and may be a threat to the other passengers. So people have been harassed, interrogated over that. So it's all about creating this culture of having to get permission from the state based on your behavior or your ideological or political viewpoints.
And if you think that that's science fiction, let's play this clip from back in about 2008 of a CNN reporter, Drew Griffin, who couldn't get on a plane. Let's play that clip.
I'm going to Chicago this morning.
Don't think it can happen to you? It's happening to me.
I watched this?
So how did I get on this list? Well, the TSA is adamant it's not even me, even though it is me getting stopped at the airport.
So, you know, they've been keeping people from getting on airplanes. And, of course, the TSA is the transportation security agency, or whatever the SA. I mean, I've seen some different acronyms that are more accurate than that. But they're concerned not with just air travel. They're concerned with all transportation. And let me tell you, think about it when you go to the airport. Are you concerned that they're not going to let you on a plane? Are you concerned enough that you will go through and let them put their hands on you, subject you to x-rays so that you can then be rewarded with plane travel? It is a very important tool for them to be able to control your transportation. And it basically put you under house arrest if they don't like who you are. I think this is a very dangerous thing, Paul, and it's something that people don't realize how pervasive this is going to be once the government starts controlling the cars electronically. What they're presuming to do is have Wi-Fi or some other wireless technology that is essentially going to track and control the cars. But of course, they tell us, don't worry, we're going to get rid of traffic jams for you, and it'll be so much safer. That's the way they're selling it.
Yeah, and that's a UK government proposal by Ofcom. They're now saying within 10 years they're going to try and set up this system whereby they can remotely control your car, limit its speed, in order to reduce traffic congestion and solve global warming. So again, it's the government remotely controlling your car. It's a surveillance nightmare.
But they won't tell you that it's really going to restrict all of your movements in a way that we've never imagined. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Paul Joseph Watts.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Interested in free bitcoins? Stay tuned for more information. Are you worried about Big Brother watching your bank account? Frustrated with annoying fees? Concerned about unauthorized access to your account? What if there was a way to be your own bank? Bitcoin gives you a way to take back control of your money. The citizens of two large countries have already turned to Bitcoin when their economies collapsed. Unlike U.S. dollars, there is a limited number of Bitcoins. The government cannot simply decide to print more. 8 million people are already using Bitcoin anonymously, with 90,000 retailers accepting them. Investors have put $4 billion into Bitcoin, with millions more being invested daily. BitRush.com is based in Texas and provides the most profitable way to own Bitcoins. To receive your own free Bitcoins, you can visit us at www.BitRush.com. That's BitRush.com. Or call us at 1-800-200-8202. Again, that's BitRush.com or 1-800-200-8202 for free Bitcoins.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and I have Paul Joseph Watson joining me from the UK. We've been talking about not only the article that he's got today about George Soros, at the same time that in Davos they're talking about how they need to have a backup plan, essentially hedging their bets that society isn't going to break down. At the same time, they're also fomenting unrest by putting billboards up to foment that kind of unrest in Ferguson. But we're also talking about how they may try to actually pull this back, certainly how the government is going to try to control our movement. It's going to go far beyond what we have seen up to this point at the airports. Of course, we've seen the Viper teams that have gone out on the roadways to harass people, to inspect them. We're going to have the government, however, remotely controlling your cars, deciding when you can travel, where you can travel, and they're going to be tracking you completely. A very, very harrowing thing to contemplate, Paul. One of the things when I look at this, and of course they're selling this as part of the Internet of Things, something that David Petraeus was talking about years ago, the fact that appliances in your house that are computerized can be used as a listening device for the CIA and others who are prone to do that sort of thing. But, of course, it presents a lot of security issues. And I see people talking about the use of this in transportation mode. They say, well, the Internet of Things is not as secure as the Internet. And it's like, ooh, wait a minute. The Internet's not at all secure. And you're pushing something on me that has less security than that? What are your comments about that?
Well, the FTC came out this week and said that it was vulnerable to hackers. So yeah. Even the U.S. government admits that the Internet of Things is wide open for abuse. As he said, Petraeus, the former CIA director, hailed the Internet of Things as a transformational boon for clandestine tradecraft, which basically means spying on everybody. The problem, and this is why we need to educate young people on this, because the people who are children and teenagers now are going to be growing up in this world. They're going to be under this kind of system. Is that they have no frame of reference. They didn't grow up in a society before the internet or before mass surveillance. So I've got friends in their early 20s who, for example, can't even remember dial-up internet. Mm-hmm. So they literally got no frame of reference for how things were before. So they've been inoculated that this is how it's always been and this is completely normal. And then you had a speaker at Davos last week who got up on stage and said, quote, people often behave better when they have the sense that their actions are being watched.
Yeah.
Invoking, you know, O'Brien out of Orwell's 1984.
Absolutely.
So it's this whole idea that constant surveillance, constantly being watched is the norm, that it's always been the norm, and that to protest against it is futile. And this idea that young people are willing to trade privacy for convenience, which at the moment it seems that they are. And this is why we need to educate young people on the fact that it's not always been this way. The threat that this could pose in terms of hacking and shifting that balance of power over to the government where they're always being watched.
Very concerning, because I see the schools today as quite literally being a prison. I mean, I jokingly referred to it as that when I was in high school, because I felt so confined, so restricted by it. They're so regimented. But today they actually have metal detectors and police walking the halls, and they're getting quite rough with the students. This is the way that they're conditioning them to live. Julian Assange, in terms of talking about Barrett Brown's charges against him, he said social media has all of your friends wearing a wire. And the other part of that is that they're going to twist things that you say, take them out of context, and come after you. It's just a really Orwellian society that we're growing up, these kids are growing up in, Paul.
Yeah, and I mean, the iPhone, for example, Snowden came out with another story about that. Most people don't know that every location you visit, unless you go in and
Paul,
physically turn
off
this
t-shirt. Coming up to break, and you...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano, now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.